This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last-second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, you can't have enough. We learned that last year. So, you know, hopefully we have tough decisions to make at the end of camp, and we have a lot of guys throwing the ball well.
Brandon Hyde talking about his rotation and tough decisions to be made at the end of camp. And I guess it gets a little tougher because Grayson Rodriguez won't be ready for the start of the season. But we've been having this conversation seemingly for a while now about Cade Povich and Albert Suarez. And not to speak for you two, but I feel like we all think Albert Suarez should be in the bullpen and Cade Povich giving a lefty at the back of the rotation. That said, they seem to be dead set on Albert Suarez, who leads them in innings by far this spring with 17. Looks like Albert Suarez is going to be in this rotation, and Cade Povich, who's starting their game today, is going to start the year in the minors.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. And Cade Povich is going to go tonight, and Charlie Morton got scratched. Morton's going to get his work in on a backfield.
Yes.
They'll put Povich, you know, in a more competitive setting. I get the sense, though, that no matter what he does, barring somebody else getting hurt, I don't think Cade Povich is going to make this team. I don't think that they have built Suarez up to then move him in the pen for a couple of reasons. And do I think hubris plays a role in this? I absolutely do. I think that's why Dominguez and Soto are being pushed up the way they are. Because, well, we went and got them, and we're paying them decent money, so they must be good. Look how long they ran Kimbrel out there last year when we were begging for them to cut bait for the good of their team, for the good of their season, for their playoff potential. But what did they do? They ate it till the bitter end, because they always know better. Mm-hmm. So I think the smart, logical move would be to take Suarez and put him in the pen, and he could fill a multitude of roles there for you. And Cade Povich has presented himself well, and he did pitch well in September, and he is one of the few young starting pitchers with upside who is major league ready in your entire system. And he's also a lefty.
Yep.
This kid started games at Yankee Stadium. I was at one under duress. This kid had his problems throwing strikes, went to the minors, worked it out, came back, got better. This kid has had absolutely dominant performances this spring. And like Jackson Holliday before him, and like so many others, they're more inclined to stuff him in AAA than let him continue to ride that wave now and see what they have. Kobe Mayo, we knew he wasn't making this team. Kobe Mayo should have been traded a long time ago. Yep. Kobe Mayo's value is not getting higher, despite whatever they would have you believe. And they've waited so long to play Kobe Mayo on the right side of the infield and or outfield. They're not going to fool scouts at AAA. They're gonna know if he can play or not, and that's probably going to be a problem. Kobe Mayo sent back to Norfolk today, had some interesting comments. You know.
These kids
are sick of it, and they're over it, and they know what's going on here. And Norby had to spend 3 years there, and Stowers had to spend 3 years there, and Mayo's doing it, and Povich is about to do it. And I just don't think they'll ever understand the human element of this, the playing the long game element of this. They just don't get it. But, boy, they're high on Suarez, and he was their find, and he's looked good in the spring. And they obviously are in a pitching crunch. But I would, it's a long season. And if you're as good at this as you say you are, you should be willing, especially under these circumstances, to let Cade Povich try this at the major league level for a while and see what it's like.
For me, it's not even that I think Suarez will be fine as a starter. I'm not worried about his performance as a starter. I'm worried that they're just going to yo-yo him exactly like they did last year, exactly like they did with Tyler Wells before Suarez did. I just want him to have a defined role from game one to 162, because do we think he's going to stick in the starting rotation all year long? I think he'll inevitably move back to the bullpen at some point. And with Povich, I would like to see him get a bit of a runway because of how he finished last year in September with multiple really strong starts. And the biggest number for him this spring in 9 2/3 innings pitched, one walk. That's it. That's what totally plagued him in all of his poor starts last year. So if he is feeling more confident in his control, I'd like to see him do it in real games.
Jason, there's another fact to this, or part of this, and Jacob Calvin-Meyer, I think, brought it up when we had him on the other day, and that is you put Suarez in the bullpen with what's going on in the back end of your bullpen right now. It's Felix Batista's off day. Who do you feel comfortable getting three outs late in the game from a righty? Is it Brian Baker? Is it Sir Anthony Dominguez? Or is it
Suarez? It's Cano, or Suarez.
But if I gave you the choices of Dominguez and Baker or Suarez, you're going to take Suarez.
Yeah, but they're not even going to create that for themselves.
No, but that's my point. That's why this makes even so much more sense.
Oh, I'm with you. But they're not going to do that.
No.
They'll do that 3 or 4 weeks into the season when they get dragged kicking and screaming into it. And is that going to be good for Suarez, or is that going to be janky for Suarez?
Probably janky. I like that word.
And whether it's in that role or something that we have concerns about is this starting rotation eating as many innings as they did last year, having Suarez...
They're not going to.
That's what I'm saying. As having Suarez in that long role, especially early on in the season while these pitchers are still getting built up, I think there's a lot of value to that.
Do you think there's a chance by June 1st that this is where what we think should be at the start is where it is? Like, by June 1st, Cade Povich is in the rotation, Albert Suarez is in the bullpen.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
No.
I think they're just going to keep it like this.
I think they'll try their... get ready for waiver claims.
Oh, they like that.
Get ready. Boy... They'll strike gold with Danny Colomb or the Danny Colomb type, or that's what they'll tell themselves. So no, I think we'll get into this next week. I don't think the cavalry's at Norfolk. I'm just going to let you know.
I don't think
the cavalry's there in the bullpen. I don't think outside of Cade Povich, the cavalry's going to be there starting pitching wise. And I think it's 4A guys and not prospects who would be getting the call. Like if Kobe Mayo's starting the year in Norfolk, he better spend 2 months in Norfolk learning to play some position other than third base. So, like, you're looking at the Daz Camerons of the world. You're looking at the Vavras of the world. You're looking at, you know, I don't know if Soto starts the year in the majors or whatever. But, like, it's Dylan Beavers ain't the next man up. So, They're going to have to add from outside the organization. Do I think they're going to spend for David Robertson? No. I think they're going to claim a couple guys. Now, good luck claiming dudes who have options, because those guys are usually being clung on to for the same reason you would covet a guy with options. Maybe it'll happen. But no, I believe they trust their ability to find diamonds in the rough. And so that's going to keep Povich in AAA, and that's going to keep Suarez in the rotation.
So you think Suarez stays in the rotation all year?
I mean, I don't think they look at him as a reliever.
That would shock me if he stays a starter all year.
I mean, he's going to give him 5 to 6 mostly solid innings.
It's what he does.
Yeah.
It's what he does. He kept the rotation intact last year.
Oh, yeah.
He was critical. He was critical.
Is it possible that they just know more than us?
They definitely know more than us. They're just not very good at executing plans that make their team better. Like, it's do they apply all the information they have, and do they have enough checks and balances?
Well, that they don't.
Do they have enough old school offsetting calculator Uber Alice? And I think we know the answer to that.
Uber Alice.
That's a good word. Hey, coming up next, let's take a look at baseball overall. Our Twib notes. We had a baseball game that counted this morning. We'll recap also what's going on with the Yankees. They got some pitching injuries. We'll hear from Brian Cashman. And check in on the Red Sox and the Rafael Devers situation. It's Twib notes next here on The Fan.